WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Just over 6% of the registered voters in Brazos County participated in the runoff election. Republicans in JP Precinct 2 nominated Tommy Munoz, and Democrats in JP Precinct 4 nominated Christina Butler. Drawing the most statewide attention was the Republican nomination for Lieutenant Governor. Brazos County GOP Chairman Paul Rieger was most surprised by Dan Patrick's margin of victory.
Total surprise. It really was, especially in Brazos County. I was very surprised by Senator Patrick's numbers.
Patrick received two-thirds of the votes in Brazos County and statewide. The Bryan City Council is moving forward with the construction of two skate parks. A unanimous vote awarded a $1.2 million design contract. Downtown business owner Debbie Josek asked the council to place one of the parks near 26th and Bryan, where skateboarders currently frequent.
Our main concerns are damage to the infrastructure, the safety of pedestrians, the safety of the skateboarders.
Construction is supposed to start this September and be completed next April. Bryan police say one person has been responsible for 353 emergency calls since February 2011.
And those are just the ones that they logged. I talked to dispatch earlier, and they said that there were several times she'd call, and they just would tell her we're not coming, you know, because we know of her history.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says 39-year-old Mornique Wells was arrested after placing her sixth false call to 911 in as many days. According to the arrest report, Wells reported someone was knocking on her door. Then she called back 6 minutes later to say she had cut her ankle and needed medics. Wells was taken to the St. Joseph's emergency room, where staff confirmed there was no injury, then to jail, where she remains held. Jail records indicate she spent 3 days there earlier this month for criminal trespassing. An investigator with the Brazos County Attorney's Office remains at work following a drunk driving arrest in Grimes County. County Attorney Rod Anderson says Gerald Kennard is on a modified duty assignment.
We've changed some of his duties, and while we're still investigating it and trying to, you know, decide where we go from here.
According to the arrest report, a Grimes County Sheriff's deputy stopped Kennard's car Saturday for a defective brake light along Highway 6 on the north side of Navasota. Kennard was arrested for DWI after refusing to perform sobriety tests. He also refused to take a breath test. A warrant was then obtained for a blood test. Kennard is out of jail after posting bond. Memorial Day was a busy day of criminal activity in the Twin Cities. College Station police investigated an armed robbery and an attempted armed robbery, which investigators have not ruled out being done by the same people. CSPD also responded to 9 vehicle burglaries, 2 home break-ins, and a theft, where officers spent 2 hours searching in the area of Wolfpin Creek Park before finding the suspect. In Bryan, there was an armed robbery and 6 thefts. The Bryan City Council has also given its support to naming the downtown area a state-certified cultural district. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says no money is involved and it doesn't impact land use regulations.
I think it's more of a marketing thing for downtown. They're just trying to recognize the arts-related businesses and activities in downtown festivals.
The application now goes to the Texas Commission on the Arts. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Sunday, June 1st, as you decide the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Texas Trading Post, Polaris Fund Center, Attorney Jeff Paradowski, and Baylor Scott & White Health. Voting begins Sunday, June 1st for the 14th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
It's 8:10, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's some numbers.
We have heavy shower and thunderstorm activity on the Texas coast now, but that should remain south and east of our region. Lots of clouds today. There could be a leftover shower, isolated thunderstorm, highs 80 to 85. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm into tonight, 60 to 65. Intervals of clouds and sun tomorrow, with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, 80 to 85. Partly cloudy, 65 tomorrow night. Friday, partly sunny, with highs between 85 and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, can I say calf rope on the rain? I mean, I didn't think I would a month ago, but hey, we've had enough for a little while.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, so we'll
Scott, no.
We'll yeah,
beggars
no.
can't be choosers.
Yeah, I know. Take it when you can get it. That's
yes.
It. Everything's pretty full up. Oh, by the way, this whole asteroid thing is, forget it.
Oh, it's done, it's over?
A guy called me, he said, I think that's a bogus story. And he had mentioned that he'd seen it in HuffPo and then went and looked it up.
A bogus news site.
Yeah. Well here's kidding. What happened is CNN iReport posted the article on Monday. And so it has now been taken down. So the headline was, Giant Asteroid Possible on Collision Course with Earth. Some reading Phil Plate, who was writing in Bad Astronomy, said, first of all, there's no name, okay? There's no name for this ginormous asteroid. And in fact, the writer used an internet handle, Marcus575, instead of an actual name, which should have been a tip off right away. And so, anyhow, it's not going
to
happen.
Well, I was planning on paying it forward, you know, to getting good graces for it hit, but I guess, you know.
Don't have to worry about
don't
that.
Have to worry
all
about
right.
That anymore.
Yeah. Back to sinning.
Yes, sir. Yeah, back to behaving yourself. Right. Or not behaving yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, congratulations to David Dewhurst. He won the Republican nomination for Lieutenant Governor in Travis County. Unfortunately, there are 253 other counties that I don't think he did so well in.
Yeah, that little Travis County. That's
I did. Well, I went through and I started... I mean, I did. I started trying to find counties where he might have won.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now both of them actually are from Harris County, and, you know, Patrick won that by a wide margin. Won by, I think, almost to the point in Brazos County. I mean, it's 67% statewide right now. I think it was 66 in Brazos County. But went to Loving County. I thought maybe, now there it was a tie. Now, I don't know if you know about Loving County. Loving County is the least populated county in U.S. America. Okay, Mentone is the county seat, and the city hall is about as big as my control room. But they had four voters, and that was split two and two. So, just say.
You think they stared each other down voting?
I don't know. I'm going to go cancel out your vote.
Because it's not like they could really keep that a secret from each other if they live in the same household.
Yeah, you think they have a computer system to count the ballots there? Probably not. Probably not. Anyway, but so the only county that I could find, actually, I didn't look in El Paso County. I looked in Bear County, looked in Harris County.
He didn't even win Bear County?
No.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, he didn't, no. Uh-uh. And to see if there was some place where he won, Travis County was the only county he won.
So they are so upside down there.
So, yeah, he's lieutenant governor of...
out of touch with the rest of Texas.
Dang straight.
Mentone has a population of 19, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, what a... I'm geeky about this. I got a book of that has pictures of all the courthouses in Texas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. Yeah.
And it really is a pretty cool book because there used to be some really great looking courthouses a long time ago, but the one in Mentone is pretty much
it's a box.
Yeah, it is. It actually looks like where College Station City Hall used to be. Speaking of College Station City Hall, the mayor's here. How are you? How do you like that? Was that so good?
That was a great intro. Yeah, I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, actually, the old City Hall, which you know where the Cafe XL was, it's all torn down now. But that really, when I saw that, it made me think about
Mentone.
Mentone. Yeah.
what doesn't make you think of Mentone?
I've never been there, but I'd like to. Anyhow, it's time to play Ask the Mayor a Question. And, guys, you get to do this, too. It's Jethro Trivia. It's our highly informative little news quiz about pop culture and recent current events. Today, a sports question.
Oh.
So there you go, which means that Zach has to answer first.
Okay. All right.
What surprising quality do the Philadelphia Eagles seek in players that they draft? A, left-handedness. B, a college degree. C, a birthday in July. Or D, a hometown west of the Mississippi. Once again, Philadelphia Eagles are looking for, when they draft players, A, left-handedness, a college degree, a birthday in July, or a hometown west of the Mississippi. Zach?
I'm going to go with D.
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 Hometown west of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick.
I like that one, D. Yeah.
Do you? Okay, Mayor.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm going to say left-handedness just because it's so wild.
I understand that. It's college degree.
Ah!
It's college degree. Chip Kelly, is that his name, the new coach there?
Yeah.
He believes that that is important, and so they are looking for people who actually have a college degree to play football.
You know, most of the guys that are going to have college degrees, though, weren't – I'm not saying that you know, professional athletes don't have college degrees. I'm just saying, like, most of those guys, the big-time players go before they achieve their college degree.
Right, but they may come back, too, and maybe that's what he's looking for. But, of course, here we're saying draft, so don't know. That's I'm going to say this. Don't be drafting a bunch of guys out of the Ivy League because they're not good. You know, they're pretty slow. You know, you don't. I mean, there are a few out there, but not too many.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's the quarterback for the Texans, graduated from Harvard.
Yeah. So how about Greg Hill?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's,
Gail.
Yeah. Who? No. Greg Hill's from here.
No.
No, you're thinking of the guy from Duke, I think. No, oh, no, that's right.
From Yale.
Yeah, the guy from Yale, that's right. His son played basketball at Duke. Grant Hill.
That's it.
Yeah, Grant Hill. Grant Hill's dad was Calvin Hill, right? Calvin Hill played up in Yale. But there aren't many of them. Ed Marinaro. Ed Marinaro played for Cornell, I think. But, you can't find a whole bunch of them out there. All right, so what's going on in the city of college? Oh, and I'm supposed to ask you these questions, all right? Okay. Anyhow, the mayor's here this morning. Let's talk first about you had an opportunity to meet with the board of Blinn before them taking a vote to move forward to purchase the property down the street from us here and put a campus there. Tell me a little bit about that meeting and what went on there.
Well, Kelly Templin, our city manager, and I went and had a visit with the board. We went basically just to say that we support Blinn wherever it chooses to locate its new campus. And we think that Blinn is an asset to our community, the entire community. And that was basically our statement. And then they went into a debate mode in discussing, and then they called us up to answer questions. And Kelly did a great job of fielding those questions.
Then based on that information, I mean, certainly they're good things about Blinn wanting to locate there, but from an infrastructure standpoint, convenience and some expense, I mean, the city may in fact have to be doing some improvements and spending some money over in that part of town simply because of traffic flow comes to mind. I don't know what kind of infrastructure is in there that the city might otherwise be responsible for, but tell me a little bit about that thought process as well.
Well, we think that, you know, eventually the Southwest Parkway Bridge is going to have to mirror the new Rock Prairie Bridge. And it's on the thoroughfare plan, and it's also on the Metropolitan Planning Organization's list of projects to be let. So that may just have to be moved up a bit. But we think that's going to be necessary.
Well, and then, you know, my thought is the access road. I mean, there's a little bit of right-of-way that's there and available, but that's going to have to be something that will have to be done as well, I would think.
Probably so. Blinn is in their due diligence phase, and they're exploring all of that and is meeting with TxDOT.
Yeah. The one of the things that we talked to Councilman Benham on Friday about several things, but one of the things I did not get around to discussing with him, and so I'd kind of like to ask you, in September it looks like the city's going to get their money from the sale of Chimney Hill. As one member of council, how does that money need to be handled immediately? I mean, as soon as possible. Should it stay where it is, or should you go ahead and disperse it?
Well, I don't think we should just go ahead and disperse it so we can get rid of it. we will get it, and it will go back into the hot tax fund. So there are some options for us that we're considering. But I think once we get it, we need to go ahead and really make a thorough investigation of the options of what we want to do. I don't think the city needs to be sitting on hot tax. It needs to be out and working to collect more hot tax.
The thing that I find interesting about it, I used the term windfall, and he really wanted to correct me about that because the city has not been made whole yet, and it'll take a while for that to happen. But it is a large glob of money that's going to end up being out there and available for CVB to disperse.
Not necessarily to CVB to disperse.
Oh, talk to me.
Well, there could be projects that we want to do. As an example, several years ago, we spent $4 million of hot tax to put in two all-weather soccer fields. Mm-hmm. So there's needs with parks and rec that do bring in income for the city in terms of hot tax. So
can we use that fancy swimming pool word?
No.
Okay.
That's not with me.
One member of council. Okay.
One member of council says no on the natatorium.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm going to spend $30 million, I'd like to see something that's not a depreciating asset.
Okay. I understand
But so we have options as to what to do with it. I don't think it's necessarily going to all end up in CVBs.
Okay. Nancy Berry joining us this morning. Lick Creek Park, you're moving along with that process, but this, in my view, has been a slow process. These bonds were passed in 08, and you're not going to be finished with the facility out there until about 15. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a seven-year bond process, mm-hmm. And so we don't let all the bond, if it was passed in 2008, mm-hmm. we're not going to have all the projects done in 2009. It's a staggered kind of thing. Okay. And when 2009, 2010 came, we kind of put it on the back burner because of expenses the city was running into and just to hold back on it. But we have done the planning, we've done the design work, and we expect the trail system and the facility to be done in 15.
Is any truth that it'll be called the Birkenstock Nature Center? Or
not that I have heard, or not that I plan on voting on. However, if Scott DeLucia would like to make a significant contribution, we could call it the Jackie Flagg and Scott DeLucia Nature Center.
Yeah,
that option is still available to anyone who would like to have a naming opportunity for a city facility.
Okay, and so now that kind of opens a door. Is that something that you're looking at? Is that there could be some cost sharing there and naming rights for other facilities within the city?
Oh, I mean, that's just a Nancy Berry blurt out the on the radio in the morning.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
But, yeah, if there's somebody out there who has a passion and would like to see their name on it, I think we could develop a policy.
Okay. There you go. One of the things that was discussed a little bit was smart meters for the city of College Station.
Yeah.
Brian has them.
Yes.
They have made the decision to do that, and it is a large capital expenditure. But there was some discussion of that, and as one member of council, I'd kind of like to get your thoughts as far as smart meters in College Station.
Well, we would like to have them. The technology is not quite where it would need to be, and it would need to be done, you know, within a year or two. And it's about an $8 to $9 million expenditure,
mm-hmm.
which would come out of general funds, which is not something staff is recommending at this time. They say the technology is not quite where they want it to be. But having said that, since we're doing manual connects and disconnects, it's important that service be the best it can be.
Yeah, well, and again, quite honestly, to turn on a meter in Bryan, you go point your TV remote at it and push a button and you turn the meter on. Now, and I understand that there's a lot of two-way communication.
Can you turn the meter off as well?
I don't know if you can or not. No, of course not. Then you go over there and turn that off for your neighbor.
I thought, if you're switching channels, I'm going to bed now, I'll turn it off.
But it's an interesting technology, and obviously I know that it's, and it is, I don't know if I want to say controversial, but I know that there are some people who have concerns about that, because eventually I'm sure that can be a communication back to center, and you can change thermostat readings and settings and things like that.
Right. Yeah. And also, we want to have the water meters connected to the same smart technology.
Okay.
So.
All right. Oh, so I'll be able to integrate them into being able to do that. Well, that would be interesting to see that happen. But, I mean, it's just a matter of when. It's not if.
I think that's it.
Okay. One of the other things that came up was, and again, it's not a big budget item, but the idea of continuing to have landlines for the city. Contract was extended with Verizon. And I know at least one member of council was talking about maybe internet phone service would be something that the city would be able to at least save that money on. Your thoughts there?
Now, the contract was up in 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Roper recommended that we extend it because to do the due diligence on other systems would take longer than 2 weeks. And we were going to save a little bit of money on this contract. So we went ahead and passed it. But I think in the next 2 years, before the contract is out, we can go out and check out alternative technologies.
Yeah, well, free would be better than having to pay anything, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And it is, obviously, telephones are one of the technologies that that are changing. Monograms and More expanding their location. Always good to have a local company that's expanding.
Absolutely. They've been in business 25 years and do a great job. And anytime we can help local business expand, we're in favor of that. The council approved it. It's 2 acres to go from general commercial to commercial and industrial. And that was unanimously passed by council and P&Z.
Sure. Anything else that you got for us today?
I do. I want to tell everybody that we have on Saturday the Vietnam War Memorial dedication at on Lynn Stewart Parkway in Veterans Park.
Mm-hmm.
The memorial will be dedicated, a beautiful new statue as a Vietnam memorial, and also sculpted by Payne Lara,
okay,
who has done all the other sculptures out on the
yeah,
you know,
the whole
wall
setting out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you get a chance, I think it'll be a terrific ceremony. I'm planning on being there. So
okay, very good. Well, thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate. What?
I am the mayor of College Station.
Exactly. Yeah. You caught me. Anyway, we visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, and you can hear our interviews every Wednesday. By the way, I need to remind you, we didn't talk to Bill Flores today. We will talk to him tomorrow. He was traveling, so he'll be there tomorrow. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Hey, it's springtime, and RV people everywhere are hitting the road.
Shouldn't you be joining them?
That's right.
At RV Station in Bryan, we can make that RV dream so easy.
It's the Magnormous.
Massive.
Memorial Day Madness sale at RV Station in Bryan.
Save thousands now. Get a new Jayco J-Flight Swift.
Just $167 a month.
Woo!
How about a brand new Keystone Raptor?
Take $26,000 off.
Woo!
RV Station is home of the best prices in the country on the country's best brands, right?
That's right.
RV people, don't wait.
Get to the Magnormous Massive Memorial Day Madness event going on right now. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rotor Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Keystone Raptor, number 2659, sale price $69,995. Jayco, number 2703, sale price $17,995. 144 months, 5.49 APR, 10% down WAC.
Stocks are looking for direction. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures have flattened out as Wall Street prepares for the midweek session. There's not a lot of economic news to drive the market today. Business was off last week for the nation's big retailers. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were down a little more than 1% from the prior week. The council's chief economist says the malls may have been a little quieter because so many consumers traveled over Memorial Day weekend. Earlier, mortgage bankers reported that home loan demand was down slightly last week. American Airlines will be getting its first Boeing 787 Dreamliner jet soon. American says it will be the most important addition to its fleet since it started taking deliveries of the 777 jet 15 years ago. If you suffer from heartburn, you can now get Nexium without a doctor's prescription. Pfizer has started selling an over-the-counter version of the popular purple pill. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in six different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Today, why eBay may pay the price for the poor way it handled its own massive security breach. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's become so complex, you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary. A few days ago, when we all learned that eBay's massive database of users' passwords had been hacked, this time America got mad. After the Target breach and countless others, we're fed up with the seemingly casual, uncaring attitude toward customers when private data is stolen. eBay now has the attorneys general of at least three states investigating them. The attorney general of New York wants eBay to pay and provide for free credit monitoring to hundreds of millions of customers. I'm not one for rushing out and passing new laws on a whim, but it's time to hold our businesses and corporations accountable. We need federal laws requiring them to immediately notify us when our personal data is stolen, penalties if they try to hide it, and compensation to any of us who incur any cost as a result of their lax security. Read more and get the latest tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. By next April, the city of Bryan will open two new skate parks. The city council has awarded a $1.2 million design contract. The locations have not been determined, but downtown business owner Debbie Josek asked for one near an area where skateboarders are tearing up concrete steps and curbs.
What happens is, and I found that this is quite common in many cities, when they are doing grinding or jumps, it can cause chips in the concrete on the steps on the area. These are all in the 26th Street and Bryan Street area.
Over the next 4 months, there will be four public meetings to gather input, including possible locations. Construction is scheduled to start at the end of September. Designating downtown Bryan as a state cultural district now has the support of the City Council. A joint request was made by the Downtown Bryan Association, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Arts Council. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn fielded several questions at Tuesday's City Council workshop.
This is something that's been in the works by a committee, again, of Downtown Bryan Association, and requires a resolution of support by the City Council to submit their application. No request for funding. They're just trying to create a destination. This would not be a restriction as far as land use.
The application now goes to the Texas Commission on the Arts. Winners of the runoff election were decided locally and statewide within the first hour after polls closed. In Brazos County, Democrats nominated Christina Butler in JP Precinct 4, and Republicans nominated Tommy Munoz in JP Precinct 2. In Brazos County and statewide, Dan Patrick received two-thirds of the vote for the GOP lieutenant governor nomination. That followed what Brazos County Chairman Paul Rieger considered to be a more unusual brass knuckles campaign.
And the fact that both of the candidates realize the importance of the lieutenant governor's seat, and I think that's what galvanized both camps, and they dug their heels in.
More than 5,600 voters in Brazos County, about 6% of the more than 89,000 registered voters, voted. Other Republican runoff winners in state races included Ken Paxton for Attorney General, Ryan Sitton for Railroad Commissioner, and Sid Miller for Agriculture Commissioner. Democratic runoff winners were Jim Hogan, who defeated Kinky Friedman for the Ag Commission nomination, and Dallas dental mogul David Alamiel, who is seeking the U.S. Senate seat now held by John Cornyn. And the oldest ever member of the U.S. House has been ousted in a primary runoff. 91-year-old Ralph Hall of Rockwall lost the only runoff he ever faced to little-known challenger John Ratcliffe. The 48-year-old was backed by national conservative groups to win the seat because no Democrat is running. Hall had been in Congress since 1980. A defective brake light leads to an investigator with the Brazos County Attorney's Office being arrested for drunk driving. 50-year-old Gerald Kennard remains at work, according to County Attorney Rod Anderson.
Obviously, he's not been convicted of anything. It was, you know, placed under arrest, so we've just modified the duties, and that's about all I can go into right now.
Kennard was arrested Saturday by a Grimes County Sheriff's deputy. According to the arrest report, Kennard was told the deputy he had been in Brenham playing in a band when he was pulled over on Highway 6 on the north side of Navasota. Kennard told the deputy and a DPS trooper he was refusing to perform field sobriety tests and provide a breath sample. That led to Kennard's arrest for DWI and getting a court order to draw a blood test. Kennard was released from the Grimes County Jail after posting bond. A Bryan woman is in jail after calling 911 six times in as many days. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 39-year-old Monique Wells is well-known to dispatchers.
Dispatch informed the officer that she'd called 353 times since February of 2011, so over the past couple of years, 353 times from one person.
Wells called 911 twice early Tuesday morning. The first time was to say someone was knocking on her door. 6 minutes later, she reported cutting her ankle, and she was taken to the emergency room where staff at St. Joseph's found no injury. Jail records show she served 3 days earlier this month for criminal trespassing. This is the first time Wells has been arrested for making a false 911 report. It was no holiday for local law enforcement on Memorial Day. Bryan police responded to an armed robbery north of Northgate at College Main and Clay, along with six thefts. In College Station, police spent 2 hours tracking down a local man accused of stealing two wedding rings. The victim told officers he met the suspect at the Central Park Apartments to sell the rings. Then he ran off into the woods with the rings. With the help of the Bryan Police Department's canine unit, 25-year-old Jamarius Scott was found at Wolf Pen Creek Park. Also reported to CSPD were two armed robberies during the midnight hour. Investigators have not ruled out that the same suspects might be involved, along Harvey Road near the mall and the other along the freeway north of Harvey Road. Suspect descriptions are online at WTAW.com. And College Station PD also responded to 11 burglary calls on Monday, 9 involving vehicles and 2 taking place at homes. WTAW News Time, 8:38. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Hey, it's springtime, and RV people everywhere are hitting the road.
Shouldn't you be joining them?
That's right.
At RV Station in Bryan, we can make that RV dream so easy.
It's the Magnormous.
Massive.
Memorial Day Madness sale at RV Station in Bryan.
Save thousands now. Get a new Jayco J-Flight Swift.
Just $167 a month. Woo!
How about a brand new Keystone Raptor?
Take $26,000 off.
Woo! RV Station is home of the best prices in the country on the country's best brands, right?
That's right.
RV people, don't wait.
Get to the Magnormous Massive Memorial Day Madness event going on right now. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Keystone Raptor, number 2659, sale price $69,995. Jayco, number 2703, sale price $17,995. 144 months, 5.49 APR, 10% down WAC.
A lot of people put off major purchases such as replacement windows because, Well, they just don't feel that they can trust whoever's doing the work to do a good job at a fair price. Intercon's the best company in the business replacing or upgrading windows in Bryan College Station and the surrounding area. Now, you may think that a small local company can't compete with a Lowe's or a Sears or a Home Depot, but Intercon can and will. Intercon is strictly a window company, and their employees know a lot about windows, so you can trust them to do a good job while controlling their costs. Intercon's own employees do all the installations. When you call Intercon, they make an appointment to meet you at your home. You don't have to find time to go to a big store or try to find somebody there who can answer your questions, because at Intercon, they all work around your schedule, not theirs. They'll spend as much time as you want. You don't have to be afraid that a salesman is going to put pressure on you either. You usually find that Intercon has done similar work for some of your friends or neighbors, and they want to make sure that you have an opportunity to get all your questions answered and talk to people who can reassure you that Intercon is fully capable and they can do what they need to do with a price that you'll be pleased with. Call Intercon for a pleasant experience and results that you hope for. Call Intercon at 823-3639.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Good morning, it's 841. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them at 690-2278. It's maybe time to get your unit checked out because it's going to be hot soon. Give them a call at Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
We have heavy shower and thunderstorm activity on the Texas coast now, but that should remain south and east of our region. Lots of clouds today. There could be a leftover shower, isolated thunderstorm, highs 80 to 85. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm into tonight, 60 to 65. Intervals of clouds and sun tomorrow, with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, 80 to 85. Partly cloudy, 65 tomorrow night. Friday, partly sunny, with highs between 85 and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 843. T.I. Do we know who T.I. is? A rapper?
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
Okay, both of you do. Okay, I don't. But anyway. T.I. may be a successful rapper and in great shape, but to quote Jay Leno, what the hell were you thinking?
What was he thinking?
Saturday night, when he got into a fist fight with Floyd Mayweather.
You didn't hear about that?
Yeah.
I bet Mayweather even bet on that one.
Yeah, really. Maybe the best boxer in the world right now, but he's certainly one of the top two. Anyway, Floyd's having dinner at Fatburger, not the one here. When T.I. walks into the up to Champ's table and apparently called him out.
Oh, my God.
T.I. threw a punch, and Floyd answered back. Floyd didn't have a chance to really connect because his people and T.I.'s people turned the whole thing into a brawl. It was right there. TMZ says T.I. was angry with Floyd for posting an Instagram photo a few weeks ago of himself and T.I.'s wife, Tiny. And other... oh, is that T.I. there? And, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, be careful because I'm sure he says something soon.
Speaking, no. Okay. It's on Candy 95's playlist, so we're at least radio friendly.
Okay. Yeah, no kidding.
FCC's not going
to
guess.
Floyd apparently told T.I. to control his woman. I don't think that's the word he used, though. Naturally, that didn't sit too well with T.I., so when he saw Floyd chowing down on the burger, he decided to go have another word with him. Anyway.
Since we're talking about short names for rappers, yeah. 50 Cent. 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Did you see his first pitch?
I did.
Oh, that was bad.
New York Mets, right? He's at the Mets baseball game?
Yeah.
That
the funniest
last night?
Part about that was there was a photographer that was there, and the ball came extremely close. He didn't move. Like, he didn't flinch. And he was taking a picture of
really?
A Fitty throwing the, yeah. But, yeah, I think it was last night or the night
okay.
before.
Just awful. A bit outside.
Folks, this thing was 15 feet
to the
off
left.
The plate. Yeah,
to the
off
left.
The plate. Really not good at all. So Dr. Dre gonna rake in. This is our segment on rappers. In case you didn't know, set to rack in millions of dollars. You know, when Apple buys his Beats company, but the guy who actually designed the headphones hardly got paid anything. Bloomberg says audio equipment consultant Mike Clasco came up with the electronics and the design, and he started working with Dre and the other Beats owner, who's a record producer, on the project back in 2005. After the initial investor pulled out, this guy, Clasco, and Dre, and a guy named Jimmy Iovine, I think, who's the record producer, went to Monster Cable, and they agreed to manufacture and distribute the headphones, but Mike never asked for a royalty or any kind of an event part ownership in the Beats company. So, as a result, he gets $30,000 out of the deal.
Oh,
$30,000.
Mike doesn't have anybody to blame but himself on that one.
That's it.
I was wondering if Beats were actually worth the money, because I enjoy good headphones,
okay.
And I never really researched as whether or not Beats was worth the money.
Right.
So I Googled, is Beats worth the money? And the first thing that comes up is a Consumer Reports article, and the first thing they mentioned is that it was developed in conjunction with Monster Cable, and that's about all I needed to know.
Right. Okay, they're good?
No.
No, they're bad?
No.
Okay.
Overpriced. You know, it may be good.
What do Beats cost? Do you know?
Depends. We have several people who work for Candy 95, mm-hmm. I believe.
They use Beats?
Yeah, they own a pair.
Wow.
They're not bad. I think the presumption is that you're paying for the name and the look.
And I understand. And that's fine, because that's and it's interesting just how things change, because a long time ago, I thought there were some pretty expensive headphones. I mean, probably $200 back when I was younger than you guys, so that was a lot of money back then, you know.
Yeah, they're about anywhere between $100 and $300.
Yeah, but now, you know, you can get, like, the ones I use are Sennheiser, and, you know, we buy them.
We get these in a five-pack for $100.
We do. It's exactly right. They're like $20 headphones, and they're outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a very, very good job. Okay, so while we're talking about that slappy in the forehead, I should have signed a deal, comes the story of John Pesh, who is the artist who designed the Rolling Stones tongue logo.
Oh.
He was a student at London's Royal College of Art in 1969 when Mick Jagger came around looking for a cheap way out for a logo. And they paid John about $500. $500. I mean, if he had asked for a penny on every song that the Rolling Stones would have sold after that logo, how rich would he be? $500 for the Rolling Stones tongue logo.
Iconic.
Yeah, and he can say, I did that. Okay, so what?
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Current economic conditions may have caused some to focus a bit more on the return of their investments rather than the return on their investments. Protection of personal or business assets in today's difficult economy can be more important now than ever. A personal or commercial umbrella policy through W.E. Gibson will help provide the coverage needed to protect your hard-earned assets. Give me a call today at 694-1555. And let's get started.
Time's running out on this deal from Sioux Falls Prater and John Deere. This is something that John Deere has never done before, and it is only during the month of May. So truly a limited offer that's about to end. The John Deere 3E Series compact tractors, horsepowers from 32 to 38 for you to choose from, 0% down, 0% for 60 months, and $2,000 off. If you have a big piece of property that you need to maintain, this is a unit that can do that for you. Now, for something not quite that size, the John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor. Horsepower ranges from 23 to 25 horsepower. The deal there from John Deere and Sioux Falls Prater, 0% down, 0% for 72 months, and $1,250 off your purchase of two or more implements. Now, this tractor has the AutoConnect drive-over deck and the iMatch quick hitch. Now, these deals are subject to approval of credit and residency restrictions apply, but visit the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you. They're in Navasota on Highway 6. They're on Highway 21 in Bryan, and there are other locations around the state. CPTractor.com, the place to go to find the one nearest you. But again, this deal good for the month of May only at Sioux Falls Prater from John Deere.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Tom Light Chevrolet, Chamois Car Wash, The Sleep Station, and C&J Barbecue. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
That's us. It's about 10 minutes till. So now yesterday, Patrick was telling us about this lady, Molly Shuler, who was able to apparently eat the steak at the Big Texan restaurant in Amarillo.
It's Skyler.
Skyler,
yep.
I'm sorry. Two 72-ounce steaks, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the fixins.
Yeah. So she did that, and 9 pounds of steak in less than 15 minutes. Yeah, exactly.
And three fried shrimp.
Did
well,
you
I
know?
Guess
three fried shrimp.
Yeah. Did you know that there are two professional eating organizations? There's Major League Eating and there's All Pro Eating. Had no idea. All Pro Eating even has a college division where the budding talent can get started.
On obesity, yeah.
That anyway, works well. That, so her eating that broke the record held by Joey Chestnut, who you usually hear about at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on July 4th. He had held the record for the most hot dogs consumed under 15 minutes at 69. So now Molly, who's a mother of four, ate these two steaks and the baked potato and the shrimp and the salad and the bread. The owner of the restaurant, Danny Lee, told the Amarillo Globe News, if there's ever a zombie apocalypse, stay out of Molly's way. She's one of the daintiest, smallest ladies I've seen, but she can eat a 72-ounce steak.
She is little.
Other records, 363 wings in 30 minutes at the Wing Bowl 22 this past January. She won $22,000 for that. She's eaten 8 beef patties in a minute and 46 seconds. She's eaten 40 3-ounce bratwursts in 8 minutes. And 9 pounds of fried mushrooms in 8 minutes.
Oh. Ah. Man.
She made, wait a minute, she made $22,000 for stuff in her face?
Yes. There's some money.
Zach's doing some math over there.
Well, but the thing is, as they talk about, though, and you need to be thin because your stomach needs to get distended to be able to, you know, consume all this food.
You work it like any other muscle.
Yeah. It's, wow, pretty amazing. Volkswagen says it's bringing back the microbus.
Just in time.
I guess so. For all those geezers like me, remember those things back in the 60s. But the company tells Auto Express, that that's a blog, that when the new Beetle comes out in 2019, there'll be kind of a debut of a crossover, a coupe, a minibus, all in the retro 60s exterior design. They attribute the move to the success of BMW's Mini, along with the ever-growing Fiat 500 line.
We'll all be feeling groovy.
Golly, those are just little bitty cars. You know, those are little bitty cars. I just keep thinking, what happens if something goes terribly wrong? You know what I mean? You don't have a... Well, the Mint that we have down here, what kind of car is that we have down
here? It's a smart car.
Is that a smart car? Yeah. I just... I don't want to be in that thing with something.
You never gotten to drive that on Highway 6 before, Scott?
Yeah, really. And,
oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Did 40-mile-an-hour winds last spring? Oh, man, that thing sort of flung you around.
Well, and that's what I'm also thinking is if you're on a two-lane highway, you know, whatever it is that that is going in the other direction that, you know, you cross paths with will blow you into the ditch.
Become the eventual hood ornament.
But if you do have a value or an available sidewalk, you can always drive it on that.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true. Okay, we hear about drunks running into cars all the time, but yesterday morning, Fort Lauderdale, a judge was arrested after she ran into a police car in the Broward County Courthouse parking lot. The circuit judge, Lynn Rosenthal, driving her Beamer SUV. When the police confronted her, she failed a field sobriety test and was arrested for DUI. She had a breath test but refused to give blood or urine sample and then told detectives that she had taken Ambien Monday night. She also volunteered that she'd been in another crash before she reached the parking lot. Well, what the heck? Let's do them in pairs. She told deputies a truck attempted to run her off the road on Interstate 595, showed them the evidence on a video from her cell phone. But when the deputies looked at it, they saw there was no truck and instead saw that she really couldn't stay in her lane and showed her bouncing off the concrete wall. The Sun Sentinel talked to an attorney who specializes in DUI cases who said she may not be in much legal trouble if Ambien is all she took. Under Florida law, Ambien is not listed as a controlled substance. It doesn't apply to Florida's impaired driving statute.
Wowzer.
Well, that plus the fact that she's a judge could have something to do with that. We'll see how it works. Five till.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979 979-
844-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
About three tell. So how safe are you on the streets of U.S. America? A new report from Smart Growth America ranked various cities on how likely pedestrians are to die from vehicle collisions while just walking around. In all, 47,000 pedestrians died. Another 675,000 were injured between the years 2003 and 2012. Here are your top seven most dangerous cities, I guess. All right, it says here, number seven, Houston, Sugarland, Baytown. Now look, Sugarland to Baytown is a long way. I don't know that that's necessarily a megaplex of cities. Maybe it is now. I don't know. I haven't been on I-10 in a long time. But anyhow, number six is Birmingham, Hoover, Alabama. Number five is Memphis. Number four is Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach, Florida. Number three is Jacksonville, Florida. Number two is Tampa, Florida. Number one is Orlando, Florida.
Jeez, Florida.
Wow.
So your top four most dangerous places to be walking is in Heaven's Waiting Room. So just letting you know. Bad news for social media addicts. Your online networks might be turning you into a psychopath. Yeah. New data from the web searing search site Who Is Hosting This shows that many people are beginning to show characteristics of psychopaths after spending too much time online. Stats show that many social media users lie, are self-obsessed, exhibit poor behavioral control, and are more antisocial. Of course, not everybody on social media is like that, but it doesn't help that 2 in 5 people spend more time socializing online than in real life. 2 in 5. And that's not even counting the 28% of kids who've been bullied by the internet or on their cell phone. So,
golly, that's really not good.
No, it's really not. It's not a good thing. People don't know how to write anymore. They don't know how to communicate anymore. They don't know how to actually look at another person. And I mean, again, sit down and have lunch with somebody, and you've got a phone and they've got a phone? What?
Maybe we need to have a national Startle People on Their Cell Phones Day.
Oh, I like that. How do we do that?
Startle people on their cell phones.
Okay. Right. How would you like to have an office in the brand new One World Trade Center? The 104-floor New York City skyscraper slated to open later this year. They need more tenants.
Really?
Yep, and they have cut the rent. Wall Street Journal reports, as it stands now, the building is about 55% full. And so management has cut the cost from $75 per square foot to $69 per square foot. Already signed up is Condé Nast, the publishing firm, and the U.S. General Services Administration. Yeah, just get the government to fill it up. I mean, they got plenty of money.
Wonder
right?
how existing tenants feel.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How about that deal, huh? At 1,792 feet to the tip of the antenna on top, the building has been the tallest structure in New York since April of 2012 when it passed the Empire State Building. So. There you go. All right, let me see what happened on this date in history. Oh, yes, on this date in history, in 1928, the Dodge Brothers Incorporated merged with Chrysler. 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge actually opened. You know, we talked about it yesterday, but what happened was Franklin Roosevelt, president at the time, in Washington, D.C., pushed a button that signaled traffic to start. That was probably a pretty big deal back then. Push a button and the light changes in San Francisco. In 1985, Seattle retiree Gay Mullins founded the Old Cola Drinkers of America, a group determined to bring back the original Coca-Cola, and within 2 months, they did it. Of course, the fact that the new Coke sucked might have had something to do with it as well. And if you remember this, in 1987, a 19-year-old West German pilot named Matthias Rust evaded Soviet airspace and landed a private plane on the Red Square in Moscow. Remember that?
I remember of it.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You guys are, I forgot. Anyway, he was detained. Yeah, I've read about it. All right, back tomorrow. Thanks for sitting in, Zach. WTAW College Station.